on the floor. Now my jewelry box froze. Fuck up bowl, fuck up stove. Counted millions in a cold. Bad bitch, booted swole. Got her on bankroll. Can't fold. Just a no. Headshot, case closed.
What is up, guys? It's Andy Frisella, and this is the show for the realists saying about it, the lies, the fakeness, and delusions of modern society. And welcome to motherfucking reality, guys. Today we have Andy and DJ
Cruise the motherfucking internet.
That's what we're going to do. That's what CTI stands for, Cruise the Internet. This is where we put topics on the screen. We talk about what's going on. We speculate on what's true, on what's not true. And then we talk about how we, the people, have to solve these problems going on in the world. Other times you tune in, you're going to get Q&AF. That's where you submit the questions and we give you the answers. Now, you can submit your questions a couple different ways. They can be about anything. The first way is...
guys, email those questions into askandy@andyfrisella.com.
Or you go on YouTube on the Q&AF episodes and just type your question in the comments and we'll pick some from there as well. Other times we got Real Talk. Real Talk is just 5 to 20 minutes of me giving you some real talk. That's kind of like what we did on Saturday with the audio exclusive. You go back and listen to that. And then we have 75 Hard Verses. 75 Hard Verses is where people who didn't have their shit together use 75 Hard program to get their shit together. And they come on and talk about how they did that. If you're unfamiliar with 75 Hard, it is the initial phase of the Live Hard program, which can be found for free at episode 208 on the audio feed. There is a book on my website, andyfrisella.com, that you could buy. It's called The Book on Mental Toughness. It includes the entire Live Hard program. It has 10 plus chapters on mental toughness, why it's important and how you cultivate it, and then also case studies on people that you know and how they use mental toughness to become who they are today. Book is not required. Like I said, you can get the whole program for free, but the book is very popular, and I think you'll love it. We have a fee for the show. You'll notice that I don't run ads on the show, and I asked something in exchange for that because I know you guys don't like listening to 30 minutes of ads. So I ask very simply that you pay the fee. And when I say pay the fee, that means share the show. We are constantly fighting shadow bans, censoring, traffic throttling, because we talk about inconvenient, unpopular topics here, and the internet lords do not like it. So if you want the word to get out, I need you to share it. So if the show makes you laugh, if it makes you think, if it gives you new perspective, if it teaches you a skill, which you'll learn on the Q&AFs, please share the show. All right? Don't be a hoe.
Share the show.
What's up?
Hey. How's it going? Happy good. Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of interesting things happening today.
Yeah.
The plethora of bullshit on the internet.
Is there?
Yeah, there is.
I've been busy.
Yeah, there's a lot of shit going on.
I never know what's going on the Monday shows because I'm so busy running my life.
Yeah. So this is like your news show, too. Mm-hmm. You're in the news. As
yeah, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, that's some interesting shit, man.
I know we just had the eclipse like
we did
a few minutes ago.
A few minutes ago. Yeah,
I got still here.
Well, I mean, that could be a good thing or a bad thing.
Yeah. Is everybody still here? Y'all still here? Or is it just us?
Right. We got a little bit of that in here, man. We got a lot of interesting stuff to talk about.
All right.
So let's get into it.
Okay.
Before we do, though, we got some... there's just a lot of crazy people out there today. And we got a couple of videos. I've seen this being called a thing a while ago. They call it TDS.
Oh, Trump Derangement Syndrome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought I got two clips here. I thought it'd be interesting to pop up. And
yeah, let's watch some.
See our takes on this.
Yeah.
This first one's interesting. So this is Jennifer Lewis. Did you know she's from St. Louis?
Nope.
Yeah, she's from here.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, this lady right here.
Oh.
On the top. All right. So here's
her. She lives here?
She's from here. Oh. Yeah, she's from, I don't know. I don't believe she still lives here.
But is that the same woman, both of them? What? No? Yes?
No.
Oh, I thought that was like a younger and an older version.
No, bro. No.
Fuck, I could be. Okay. Could it not be? Could that not be the younger version?
I thought the same thing.
Yeah. Fuck, you all think that when you look at us, man. What the fuck?
Nobody thinks that.
Yeah, because you said that to me before because you're racist.
Did I?
You're racist against white people.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
It's a clip.
Motherfucker, that looks like it.
That looks like her?
That looks like it could be a young version and an old version.
Okay.
Yep.
It doesn't?
Let the community decide.
I'm just saying. That's fine.
There is a clip.
Black people don't want to fight you. We all we want to do is feed our children and be equal. But honey, white people are scared. They're becoming a minority. The world is brown.
Yeah.
And they're going to do everything they can to stay in those gated communities, not pay taxes, and put those niggas in their places. And get those wetbacks out of this goddamn country. We own this bitch. Well, guess what? You will not win. Because love is the answer.
Oh, that sounds a lot of love there. Oh,
that's enlightening.
Yeah.
Here's the second one.
As soon as he takes the oath, he will have generals walk down the steps of the Capitol. He will take a hammer and break the glass where the Constitution is, and he will tear it up in our faces and say, now, I'm the king of the fucking world. You will bow down, bitches. He will punish everybody that didn't vote for him. Let me tell y'all how I know this shit. I know it because I know what mental illness looks like.
Sure do.
Takes one to know one.
That mania is unstoppable. See, this motherfucker is Hitler. He didn't come to play.
Yeah. And this ain't just her. It ain't. Did you see?
Well, let's just cover her first.
Yeah.
Okay. You're a crazy fucking bitch. All right. Let's just fucking get to the bottom line. You are a crazy, lunatic, deranged bitch. You're going to talk about how white people are going to stay in their gated communities and y'all don't want to fucking fight us. But then 3 seconds later, you're talking about how we're going to lose.
It's love.
And you're going to take over. And then it's out of love. Fuck you. You're an anti-American piece of shit. Get the fuck out of our country. Go fuck off. Eat a dick. You're a crazy bitch.
Love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. She's from St. Louis, man.
That's good. She'd come over here and I'll tell her that to her fucking face.
Well, no, the funny thing is what I'm about to say is like, you know.
Bro, these people are the problem. This person here causes racism.
100%.
This is what the fuck. Like, bro, sit here and listen to that as a white person. Listen to that. You're talking about fucking, you're going to do what? You're going to take over. We're going to lose. What the fuck are you talking about? There's no fight here. We're Americans, you dumb bitch. Like you fucking should be worried about these 20 million illegals coming across the country, fucking up your neighborhoods.
Yeah, fucking up your chance to vote.
Yeah. And by the way, I didn't see no white people burning your shit down either whenever fucking George Floyd was happening. Mm-hmm. I didn't see that. Fuck you.
Yeah. Fucking idiots, man.
Yeah.
But it ain't just
I know what mental illness looks like. Yeah, bitch, because you see it every day in the mirror. Holy shit. These people are insane.
She startled me a little bit when she did that fucking, like, she was nice and low and, like, you know, monotone.
Listen, she's trying to be dramatic. This is her fucking Martin Luther King.
She's an actress.
Okay, well, this is her Martin Luther King fucking delivery. It's no different than that dude in Tennessee.
Yeah. Yeah, here's
four score and 7 years ago. We were oppressed.
Yeah, right.
Shut the fuck up.
Doesn't even sound like that. Like, you see the clip of him the next time? Like, he was completely acting.
I'm so sick of this shit.
No, but TDS is a real thing. Here's another clip. Let's get off of my people. Let's see some of yours, Andy.
These are not my people.
Perfect.
What's going on here?
Pennsylvania, you have to get out and register to vote. And you have to
vote
for Biden-Harris.
Woo!
Because that other guy, the orange man, like this, he is going to take away your Social Security, and a lot of you are.
No, he's a bad. I need my
Social Security. That's right.
Don't take away.
And he's going to take away your health care because kids right now until they're 26 can be on their parents' health care. And the Orange Man wants to stop that. Woo! Oh, no.
That might
not be. Oh, no. Okay, everybody, Pennsylvania in the house.
Hey.
Vote for Biden, vote for Harris.
And if you don't, we'll cheat.
Bro.
Fuck, bro.
Hey, bro.
What's up with the dance in there?
The dude's in the background, bro.
The guy in the background with the glasses looks like he's fucking an inch away from being in a coffin.
Bro, they're just trying to stay awake long enough for the Cialis to not wear off.
Bro.
Bro, they are
hopeless. I love how they say, dude, everybody that they don't like is Hitler.
Mm-hmm.
He's literally Hitler. The fuck are you talking about?
He's hoping to smash.
That's the only reason these dudes are going along with this shit. The only reason these dudes are even playing along is because they're a bunch of simp bitch dudes who are trying to get some fucking booty.
He's definitely hoping to smash.
Yeah. And they're like, yeah, whatever these chicks say. Come on, man. This is what fucking weak men behave like.
He's hoping to smash.
Yeah, let these crazy bitches do whatever they want.
Yeah, maybe sure, maybe I got you.
That's right.
Bro.
What are they all dancing for?
I don't know. Bro.
Bro, how do you put that on the internet?
I don't know, man. I don't know. Did you see the two Asian women in there? I don't think
motherfuckers ain't here to play. Fucking Hitler.
No, that's so bad. There's so much mayonnaise in this video.
Yeah.
Godly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then that lady from the previous clip, and then these fuckers, they're going to act like they like each other.
Oh, they love each other.
And they fucking don't.
No, they love each other.
Yeah, right.
Absolutely. Yeah,
those fucking white people in that clip ain't ever even been around a black person. They fucking ain't even been around one. You could tell because they dance so poorly.
Oh, fuck.
Fuck, bro.
Them diapers get a little soiled when a black dude walks in the room.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. And that black lady would come there and she'd be like, oh, you guys are my people. And she'd walk out the door and be like, fuck them mayonnaise motherfuckers.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Hot dog water and shit.
Bunch of fucking liars, bro.
It's insane.
Yeah.
It's insane. But guys, let's get into some of these headlines because we got a lot of stuff to cover today.
Killer.
That's Social Security.
Listen, here's the real talk. Real talk. These people are so, these people are going to cheat however they can, just so you guys know.
Mm-hmm.
They think they're morally right. They think they're in the morally right position. They think that whatever they do is justified. And it's interesting that she talks about the Constitution when for the last fucking however many years, black culture has, you know, pretty much protested the American flag and fucking talked about, you know, how the Constitution wasn't for them. Right. But now it's convenient to talk about the Constitution. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, it's bullshit. No, there's
a lot of hypocrisy.
Yeah, and now that anybody that's ever seen that movie National Treasure knows that it's going to take more than a hammer to break that window.
All right.
That was so stupid.
I never seen it. So
you never seen it? Oh, bro, no. It's a great movie. Nicolas Cage?
Yeah, I know. That's why I didn't watch it. I know who's in it. That's why I didn't watch it.
It's a great movie, bro. Rotten Tomatoes has it pretty high.
Yeah, that means it's horrible. Rotten Tomatoes inverse scoring system.
Oh, fuck. That is right. I forgot about that. Well,
if it's high, it sucks. If it's high, it sucks. If it's low, it's good.
Oh.
It's got a 46 on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, okay. Then, yeah, it's pretty good. It's pretty good.
They're saying it's decent.
It's decent. It's a good movie.
All right.
Yeah, National Treasure, bro. I fucking love that movie. Benjamin Gates. Like, yeah, come on.
I don't know who that is.
That's his father. That's his dad.
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, guys, let's get to these headlines.
It's like a cheap Indiana Jones, bro.
Is it?
See, Indiana Jones was my shit when I was growing up.
See, I've never seen
it. And that was when they made real movies. Like, they took...
No CGI shit.
They took cameras out on location. They made real movies, and they're awesome.
So why do movies cost more to make now than they did back then?
I don't know.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if they're using less real-life shit, you know?
Who knows?
Yeah.
Probably somebody's figured out how to steal a whole bunch of money.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
I know who it is.
Who is it?
Guys, no. Guys, let's get into our headlines.
Is it the they, thems?
It's plural. Let's get into some of these headlines, guys. If you want to see any of these pictures, articles, links, videos, go to andyfrisella.com. You guys can find them linked there. Let's get to our first one. Headline number one. You mentioned a little bit. We got the solar eclipse going on today. That was a big topic of the day. A lot of interesting things. This Fox News article is talking about the 8 strange things that could happen during the rare event. They mentioned a few different things. They talk about, you know, these Bailey's beads. It's an effect that happens around the moon when the sun is covered up. Animals start acting weird and shit. Strange shadows, windy conditions, temperature drops.
There was a temperature drop.
Yeah. Well, it makes sense, though, but, like, there's no sun. Right? Windy conditions, all of this stuff. And, of course, leave it to our current society. The eclipse is also a little bit of racist, right? We got to have that in there. Right, makes perfect sense. This headline reads, "Eclipse fever is gripping black Texans. While the event will cast a brief shadow on life in Texas, it sheds a light on scientific fields that have been mainly out of reach for black folks."
Yeah, it's fucking eclipse is racist.
gotta have it. Gotta have it. But
you know, it's because black people have the inability to look at things. You know what I'm saying? Like, last year it was they can't use a computer.
Right.
Now this year it's they can't look up at the sky because... Mm-hmm. Apparently it's racist.
Yeah, you know the truth is like
you know what sun. You know what solves it though? Getting vaccinated.
That's yep.
Mm-hmm. If they were vaccinated, everything would be cool. Fine.
Yeah, it'd be good.
They could look at the sun without fucking glasses if they were vaccinated.
Yeah, I'll tell you this though, that shit does hurt if you don't use those damn glasses though.
That's because you're not vaccinated.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Harden your eyes like it hardens your heart.
Hmm. Yeah, so you gotta have a little racism on Eclipse. That just sounds right for America.
Hey, it ain't
right now.
America if it ain't racist.
That's what I'm saying. You gotta America. Have a little bit of that. I don't even think that's their house back there. That's like an Airbnb or some shit. Everybody knows black people can't afford
that's
houses.
Racist.
Huh?
That's racist. That's some real racism.
Was it real? Was
yeah.
it real?
Yeah. It's all fun and games till DJ takes it a step too far.
Hey, you know, that chair right there is stolen. I'm just saying.
Bro, that's fucked up.
The glasses, too. Yeah. Hey, listen. Hey. All right. But no, on some real shit.
Dude, what the fuck's wrong with you?
Let me use your backyard real quick to see this eclipse. But on some real shit, though.
Dude, shut the fuck up.
Also, on a real serious note, okay, there's a lot of interesting things happening around the country. With all this
racist eclipse.
Yeah, outside of
fucking Hitler's return. It's the fucking end of the world, man.
You had the Niagara region. They declared a state of emergency. A lot of places around the country, actually, these places where I guess they would have seen 100% totality, were declaring state of emergencies. The Niagara region, in a statement a couple of weeks ago, they released a statement saying that out of the abundance of caution, that they were declaring a statement. Now, what's the caution? And it's interesting because this past Friday, April 5th, there was a couple of different announcements that were coming out from our intel communities like this one. U.S. intel warns a potential terrorist threat at gatherings after Moscow attack, trying to blame the Moscow attack, using that as a example that there would be some quote-unquote lone wolves responding and possibly doing some terrorist attacks on public venues. They even released a joint intelligence bulletin that came out on Friday also. Now, this one is also interesting, too, because there's some stuff going on in the Middle East between Iran and Israel right now that also implicates the United States, with CNN releasing this headline that reads, U.S. preparing for significant Iran attack on U.S. or Israeli assets in the region as soon as next week.
Hmm.
Saying that the U.S. is on high alert and actively preparing for a, quote, significant attack that could come as soon as within the next week by Iran targeting Israeli or American assets in the region in response to Monday's Israeli strike in Damascus that killed top Iranian commanders, a senior administration official tells CNN. Oh, by the way, yeah, CERN got turned on today as well.
Hmm.
So just a little plethora of interesting stuff going on here. Andy, what do we got? What do we got on any of this?
Well, I mean, we should all be shocked that Iran is going to retaliate after an attack that Israel did without any sort of consultation or warning on Iran with the United States or with NATO or with anybody. You know, Netanyahu's just doing whatever the fuck he wants. And in my opinion, he's trying to start a world war, instigate a war, because at the reality here is that Israel is very divided about what's going on in Palestine right now. And Netanyahu is not very popular in Israel right now. And we have a divided nation here in the United States. So what better way to get people united into and bought into a war than to instigate an attack from Iran into Israel, which would unify the Israeli people, and also then do some sort of terrorist attack with all these military age men here in the United States, which would unify the Americans to say, let's go fucking kill all these people in the Middle East again. And 9/11, now 2. These 0. Guys get their war, you know, and with a war, they get a potential disruption in the election. I mean, this is what I've talked about for the last few years. I wasn't exactly sure how it would happen. But, you know, if you get Iran to attack Israel in a major way, now you're having a situation where you're uniting. It serves a lot of purposes is what I'm saying.
A lot of people eat off this plate.
Yeah, for sure, bro. You're going to unite Israeli people. You're going to unite Americans. You're going to get NATO involved. And we're going to have a war, which is what they want. That's what they want. And they want the war to disrupt society and to be a legitimate black swan society changing event to cement the disruption of the world order that they're looking to create. So it's about money. It's about new arrangement of a new world order in power structure terms. It's about globalism. It's about communism. And yeah, I mean, this is what I've been talking about. And that's how I see this potentially working out.
Yeah, it is interesting. I mean, one thing I could tell you too, when I was putting all of these together today, you know, there's always, you know, look here and not over here with a lot of these things that happen, right? Like, you know, you go to any one of these mainstream media sites and, you know, they'll put this big flashy headline up front and everybody's talking about the eclipse. But nobody's talking about these other things that were going on. Like, I mean, I also saw something about Biden, the Attorney General Merrick Garland had to submit the recordings from the interview with Biden and her during that special interrogation, or he's going to get charged and arrested today. Nobody's really talking about that.
Joe Biden?
Hunter? Merrick Garland.
Yeah, which Biden, though?
About interviewing President Biden.
Oh.
Yeah.
So Biden's going to get arrested?
No. Merrick Garland will if he does not submit the recordings from their interview.
Oh.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's a lot of weird stuff just happened today, man. I don't know. It could be the glory hole. I mean, the black hole. I don't know. Yeah. Guys, let us know what you guys think. Let us know down in the comments. With that being said, let's cruise to some.
I don't think that even if Iran attacks the United States and Israel, I don't think it's going to unite people.
No.
I think people are understanding what the fuck is going on, and none of this fucking shit is going to. I mean, I think a lot of the conservative talking heads will fucking bite it hook, line, and sinker.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's going to unify people. I think people understand what the fuck is going on. And they're starting, like, bro, you hear Israeli citizens speaking out. You hear Jewish people speaking out. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Like, they just fuck up.
Yeah, well, they also realize that it's putting them in danger. Their government is putting those citizens in danger.
Yeah.
And dude, it, you know, it is increasing, you know, bias against Jewish people, which, in my opinion, is wrong. I don't think that you can generalize an entire category of people in any situation. I don't think that's the right thing. I think we have to look at who the individuals are that are doing it on an individual level and hold those individuals responsible as things happen. You know, this is no different than how black people are generalized as criminals or, you know, whatever, man, like whatever, like gay people are being generalized right now as pedophiles when it's not all gay people. It's fucking a little segment of the trans community that is infiltrating as pedophiles into the community and making the whole community look like a bunch of fucking pedophiles.
Let's taint it.
And that's why we have people like Gays Against Groomers and Becky and these guys standing up and saying all this shit, because they're realizing that if they don't, they're going to get lumped in. So like the Jewish population that doesn't really agree with what's happening and is recognizing what's happening, they're starting to speak up. And I think it's important for everybody to have logical conversations and realize that you cannot generalize an entire fucking group of people.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think it's important too. I think to your point about, you know, I don't think it's going to create the unity. I think it's going to create unity, just not for the mission or purpose of what they
want. No, it's going to create the unity to get rid of our government, right, and get rid of Netanyahu's government.
Listen, the whole
people, you know, are tired.
This,
dude,
war shit, man, being drummed up, and all the warmongers and fucking people that are beating those fucking war drums. It's like, listen, 2021 was a big eye opener for a lot of people when it came to supporting military action.
Yeah.
Right. And like the military industrial complex is real. Right. And it needs to be fed. It's a giant machine that you have to feed it. Right. You have to feed it almost every couple of decades. Right. Or at least every decade, just about. And I think people are over it, you know, so I think there will be some unity from it. And again, nobody wants any of this shit to happen. But should a national traumatizing event happen, it's going to create unity, just not for the purpose that they wanted to.
I think I agree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
but there's a lot of NPCs, bro. You know what I'm saying? So they repeat and parrot what the fuck they hear on TV and what they hear from their political party. And that's a disturbing reality. You know, for you to agree with everything that your quote unquote political party says or does, that's not a noble thing, and that's not an intelligent thing.
No.
You should have criticisms on your own political party about how they can do things better. That doesn't mean you're less bought in. That doesn't mean it means you're a critical thinker and that you think for yourself. And if you don't have criticisms and you're a Democrat and you don't have criticisms of Joe Biden, you're a fucking sheep. You're a fucking moron.
Yeah.
Okay. And you could say the same thing about the other side. People who do not criticize Trump at all for anything that he says or does. And I think a lot of his criticism is bullshit. I'll just say that. But, you know, like there are things that he should be criticized about. And for people who follow him to act like those things don't exist, that's equally moronic as these fucking zombies on the left. Mm-hmm. And dude, for us to get to a society that is real and that is going to move our country forward, that is going to create a situation where your children grow up in a fruitful society or even have a chance to live in a free society, we are going to have to reorganize our thought process into making decisions and judging things based on fact and reality. We can no longer judge things on our feelings. The question should never be, from this point forward, is this offensive? The question should be, is it true? And if we continue to ask that question, if it's true, without all the emotional stimulation, without all the propagation, without all the division, then we can start to solve problems in society and move forward as a collective. But until we get to that point where we are answering the question, is it true? And we are basing our government and our decision-making and our cultural society around facts and reality. Nothing will change. It will continue to digress into chaos.
Yeah.
Dude, you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, 100%.
We have to stop pretending. This playtime pretend shit. You know, a man could be a woman. A woman could be a man. Fucking all, I'm in my feelings 24/7. I'm depressed. I'm anxious. I don't want to work anymore. Blah, blah, blah. You get a trophy for 100th place. Like, dude, all this shit has to end. Like, we have to get back to reality.
Yeah.
Okay? And if we can't get back there, we can't fucking solve any of the problems. Okay? We need to look at the exact individuals. You know, when people say, oh, well, you know, 6% of the population creates 53% or 63% of the violent crime. I can't remember the date off the top of my head.
55.
Yeah, that's not saying that black, it should never be said, blacks create all the crime. That's not how it should be said. It should be said, there's a bunch of criminals that happen to live in this group of people, and we need to find out their fucking names and put them in fucking jail. Like, bro, these generalizations and this fake shit.
It ruins society.
It's ruining culture and society. Yeah. And people are too afraid to say the facts. They are too afraid to say the truth. And then when they do get the courage, they say it in a generalizing way, which only continues to propagate the issue at hand. You see what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Like, when this fucking crazy bitch is on TV talking about, you know, fucking Hitler and white people and all this shit, bro, you're creating the problems. You're creating your own problem. Bro, white people are not the problems in the black community. You know what? White people stay the fuck out of the black community because there are so many problems. And people don't even want to admit that. They don't want to say that because it's quote unquote racist. Well, is it true? That's the fucking question that we should answer if we want to solve what's going on. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's real shit.
Like, bro, when people say, oh, it's the Jews. No, it's specific people that are causing this, that are planning this out, that are doing these things, and these people need to be held accountable. It's not an entire group of people. And until we stop this identity shit, which is racist towards everybody, it's racist to generalize any group of people. That's what racism means. Black people, white people, Jewish people, fucking Latino people, whatever, bro. When you say that and that comes out of your fucking mouth, that's racist shit. Real talk. And I know we joke a lot and we have fun and we talk shit on the show, but like, bro, real shit, like, it ain't cool. It's not cool to be like that, man.
No. Yo, guys, let us know down in the comments what you guys thought about this. Let us know. With that being said, let's go check some out. I got three of them for you.
Oh, three?
Yeah, we got three.
Three.
We got three. So this first comment comes from, hey, it's Denise. Denise.
Denise.
Maybe.
Or Denise.
Well,
on Denise.
I'll let you be the judge of that. Several things. Being trans is not a mental illness.
Oh.
Not every trans person medically transitions. If you're not trans, fantastic. Save your breath. Don't eat yourselves alive freaking out about trans people existing. I'll never understand why cis people waste so much energy on things that don't pertain to them. People aren't having gender reassignment surgery left and right. It's seriously not as big of a deal as people are making it. Saying you, quote, don't care if someone is trans, it's not very convincing when you never shut up about trans people. Either admit that you care or stop talking about it in a negative way. Look here, Denzel. All right, let me fucking tell you something.
Well, first of all, we'll go line by line.
Yeah.
It is a fucking mental illness.
It is a mental illness.
To think that you're going to cut off your dick because you fucking think you're someone else, that's a mental fucking illness, mm-hmm. Okay? Not every trans person medically trans... Cool. Fucking... Cool.
So then,
if you're not trans, fantastic. Save your breath. No, this is my show. I'll say whatever the fuck I want. Don't eat yourselves alive. I don't give a fuck if they exist.
Yeah.
I'll never understand why cis people. I'm not a cis person. I'm just a person. Waste so much energy on things that don't pertain to them. That's where you're wrong, lady. They do pertain to me because fucking trans people, grown men. Put on fucking drag and they dress as women and they run around society trying to shove it down everybody's fucking throat and dance in front of everybody's kids. So it does pertain to us and we're fucking tired of it. Okay. Now, if they were to just go along their way like everybody else does mm-hmm. in reality and goes, and I realize that, yes, there are a lot of trans people that just go live their lives.
Yeah, like
and I'm sure if we ask them, they're irritated by this shit too. Okay, so there's a few things back, lady. You don't get it. Yeah. People don't, you don't have a right, and nobody has a right to run and shove this shit in children's faces. No one has a right to tell me or tell you or tell anyone else that we have to play by a different set of rules. It's not about them existing. It's about them imposing a false reality on everybody else. And if we don't want to play the make-believe Candyland game, then we're called a bigot and a racist, and you try to get us fired from our fucking jobs. Okay? So that's where we're at here. It's not we, you know, fucking... are obsessed with this. Mm. It's that group of people imposes their will on people and you help them. In fact, you look like one of the ladies who's the upper middle class pinkies up bruncher mm-hmm. who makes all this shit their identity. So whatever, dude, I don't really give a shit.
Denzel, yeah. One of those.
Either admit that I care. You're right, I do care. I care a lot. I care that I don't have my rights imposed on and that my children aren't taught to suck dicks when they're 3 years old. Mm-hmm. That's what I care about. I care about that a lot. Outside of that, I care that I'm told I'm a bigot whenever I don't fucking know what the fuck I'm talking to and I say the wrong name, mm-hmm. Okay? And I also care that I'm being forced to play make-believe, otherwise I'm a bigot, racist piece of shit. And I'm not the only one that cares. There's a whole bunch of fucking people that care. I'm just one of the only ones with the fucking balls to say it.
You still got them.
Okay? Hey. Yeah. So I do care,
yeah,
because they care. Now, if they would stop caring and leave everybody the fuck alone and go on their way, I wouldn't care. So I don't care if that convinces you or not, but this is my show and I'll say whatever the fuck I want.
One for one, baby. Let's keep this moving. We got another one. This comes from Ray Guitard 1. Ray Guitard 1.
Guitard?
Guitard. G-E-T-A-R-D 1.
Okay.
That's Guitard, right?
I guess.
He says, another black and white video set to somber music of a bearded man, presumably no hair under that hat, yelling at the camera with obvious life platitudes. If I had a nickel.
I got fucking hair. The fuck you talking about?
I thought they were talking about me at first, but I got sensitive.
Hey, maybe they are talking about you.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, fuck you then.
Well, cool, man. Look away.
He said I got hair.
Yeah.
All right.
The internet's a fun place.
Bro, it's fun.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Bro. Yeah, you know you can just swipe. You know what I'm saying? Like, something must have caught your eye, bro.
Yeah.
Must have been this handsome face.
That's what it was.
Yeah. And by the way, feel free to jerk off to my hair, asshole.
Two for two.
Yeah.
Guys, keep us moving. Got final one. This is a good one. It comes from at Katie Peabody, 1089. She says, last night, my 10-year-old daughter made the most Andy comment after her brother lost a soccer game. He was pissed about the loss, and she confidently states, quote, I don't know what losing feels like. I always win. It must suck to be a loser.
Fuck, she ain't wrong.
That's great.
Oh, fuck, dude. That's funny. Changing the world one savage at a time.
That's what I'm talking about. Kill, 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 baby.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. Guys, we appreciate you guys. We really appreciate you guys being real-ass fans. Thanks for like, commenting, and sharing. Continue to not be whores.
Yeah. You know what I like, bro? You know what my favorite thing about the internet is?
What's that?
Is like when I see, because like, dude, you know, a lot of the clips get a lot of traffic, right? And sometimes I'll check out the comments and I'll see a bunch of people talking shit like that guy who said if he had a nickel, he'd be rich if whatever. I love that when people fucking bash these people in the comments and kill them.
They
I always
get hammered.
Is he?
They get a lot of them do get hammered.
I love it. I always follow those people, dude.
The ones that hammer?
Yeah. I always try to follow them because, like, bro, why wouldn't you, right? Like, these people are sticking up for you when you ain't even around. They don't know you're going to see the shit. They're just... So, to all you guys that do that shit, thank you.
Yeah.
It's awesome. I try to follow you when I see it. It's fucking great.
That's real shit, man.
Yeah.
Well, let's keep this cruise moving, man. Got some other stuff.
I mean, I don't see it all the time, but when I do, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's like, when you do, though. That's cool.
Yeah, our people are savage. They don't take no shit.
That's real shit, man. All right. Headline number two. Headline number two reads, anti-abortion groups rally behind Trump despite their disappointment. Now, this was an interesting one to see today. Now, you know, I know it's your stance on the show that, you know, abortion's it isn't a below-the-line issue. I agree with the same thing, right? Like, I mean, we got other bigger fish to fry right now. But this was a very interesting move to see coming out of Donald Trump's campaign addressing the abortion and his stance on abortion. I thought it was really, really interesting. You know, but there's been some people that come out that, like, you know, they don't agree with his stance 100%.
No shit.
But they still understand that he's the best option we got right
now. Oh, well, they're thinking with their fucking brains now.
Yeah. So anti-abortion groups are dismayed with Donald Trump for failing to endorse a national ban, but they are not abandoning him. After a more than year-long pressure campaign pushing the former president to call for federal restrictions on abortion, top anti-abortion groups on Monday were dealt a major blow. Trump announced he believes abortions should be regulated at the state level. Here's his video from his campaign.
Many people have asked me what my position is on abortion and abortion rights especially since I was proudly the person responsible for the ending of something that all legal scholars, both sides, wanted and, in fact, demanded be ended. Roe v. Wade. They wanted it ended. It must be remembered that the Democrats are the radical ones on this position because they support abortion up to and even beyond the ninth month. The concept of having an abortion in the later months and even execution after birth, and that's exactly what it is. The baby is born, the baby is executed after birth, is unacceptable, and almost everyone agrees with that. My view is now that we have abortion where everybody wanted it from a legal standpoint, the states will determine by vote or legislation or perhaps both, and whatever they decide must be the law of the land, in this case, the law of the state. Many states will be different. Many will have a different number of weeks, or some will have more conservative than others, and that's what they will be. At the end of the day, this is all about the will of the people. You must follow your heart or, in many cases, your religion or your faith. Do what's right for your family and do what's right for yourself. Do what's right for your children. Do what's right for our country and vote. So important to vote. At the end of the day, it's all about will of the people. That's where we are right now, and that's what we want, the will of the people.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's very, very simple, which I think is a very just practical application if you're going to address it, right? Like, let the states decide. If your state has too weak of laws, move. If they're too strong, move, right? But, like, the idea that this was a pressing issue, it's not top five. It's not top 10. I don't even think it
matters. No, and fucking conservatives lose every motherfucking election on this one issue because they're too stupid to understand it.
Issue, man.
You jam it down people's throats. You tell all these women what they can do with their body. It's no different than whenever they were telling you guys to get fucking vaxxed. Mm-hmm. It's the same shit presented a different way. And, dude, the reality is that it should be what he said and what most people agree with, because there's more to this than what I saw this, is that there are exceptions for incest and rape and the mother's health and things like that. And when these super mega right people who are anti-abortion and they're fanatical about it, when you guys jam this shit down everybody's throat, those people think that you want them to have babies when they're raped or when their dad has sex with them and rapes them, or when fucking, an illegal immigrant rapes them on the street. Like, you guys are telling those women that they need to have those babies. And there's very few women that agree with that.
Yeah.
Very, very few. So women feel like they have to vote the Democrat. Otherwise, they don't have that option for their own body.
Yeah.
Okay. So Republicans and conservatives and common sense people lose people on this issue every time. The reason that Biden was even elected last time was over this issue, because they were saying the same shit. Trump wants to ban abortions. Republicans want to ban abortions. They're my body, my choice. And you get every motherfucking woman out there, it doesn't matter where they come from, saying, dude, that's not cool. Like, what if this happens to me? What if that happens to me? What if this happens to our daughter? What about this and this and this? And then you try to present that to these, like, totally, you know, anti-abortion activists, and they're like, you're out of line with God and this and that. Well, bro, not everybody believes the same things you believe.
Right.
Okay. And this country was founded on multicultural existence. Okay. It is not a one religion nation. It's, and you might think that you're going to get that, but you're never going to get that again. It's over. Okay. So we have to understand that if we are to have freedom, there are going to be people that have different views than us. And if they differ than us, we are going to have to tolerate those views at some level. Right? Now, that doesn't mean tolerating people going in schools and shaking their dicks or minor attracted people or any of this shit.
No.
But what it does mean is, in cases like this, where there's a below the line issue that does not affect people but a few times in their life, we are not going to present that issue as the top issue because we lose elections on it. And then we see what's happening in the world now. The economy, shit. Crime goes crazy. Drugs are everywhere. Shit's fucked up. You know, I could go down the list a million different ways. You know, we're in the most vulnerable place we've been in for in my lifetime. And, you know, these anti-abortion people, this is like all they care about. This is all they care about. And it's like, bro, you're no different than the pro-abortion people. And it's like, dude, it should be at the state level. And it should be the people that are deciding. And if you don't like what your state decides, that means that you maybe don't belong in that state. Real talk.
Right. They're very simple, man. Yeah, so I'm glad
it's a below the line issue. And to where I feel about it, because you're all going to fucking talk shit because you can't please anybody on this topic, is that we need a common sense solution to this. Okay. You got to understand, we're not going to fucking agree with every single decision, dude. And you're going to throw away your own bank account, your own livelihood, your own career, your own ability to live in a civilized society because you don't, abortion is not banned completely, or, you know, you're pro-abortion and that's all you care about. What do you, how fucking stupid are you? Mm-hmm. So you're going to vote this way and ruin your entire fucking life and your existence in this country.
On that one topic.
Yes. Bro, it's low IQ shit. We have to start looking at situations as above the line and below the line. Abortion is a below the line issue because of the infrequency that it is even brought up in people's life. And if you're one of these people that's had 17 abortions, stop fucking people. Okay, have some personal responsibility, right? Go get on the pill or fucking don't take so many dicks, all right? Like, real talk. Yeah. So, like, my whole thing is like, bro, I don't agree. I used to be totally pro-choice. As I've gotten older, I've started to realize I don't agree with that because some people do it 500 times, and that's their birth control, right? So I don't agree with that. But I also don't agree that you could tell someone what they can and can't do.
Based off of your personal values, yeah.
So, dude, we're going to have to come to a reality here of like, hey, it's probably not a good thing. There's much better options. But in certain situations, there should be exceptions made. And I think that's very reasonable. I think that's a reasonable way to look at it.
Yeah, and then taking that a step further, saying that it's not something that should be decided federally. Leave it up to the states. It's very fair. I mean, in my opinion,
I agree.
I think it's the most fair you can get. But of course, Biden does agree with that.
Oh, well.
Biden accuses Trump of simply lying with abortion statement. His statement says, while all his empty words on fertility treatments, Trump doesn't tell you the MAGA Republicans he controls in Congress have put forth bills that could ban fertility treatments and that the Speaker of the House is one of the strongest supporters for a national abortion ban in the nation, Biden wrote. Let there be no illusion. If Donald Trump is elected and the MAGA Republicans in Congress put a national abortion ban on the Resolute desk, Trump will sign it into law, he added.
That's bullshit.
Complete bullshit.
That's total bullshit. Bro, these people are fucking liars. You know, like the other woman who said, oh, he's going to run down and break the glass of the Constitution. These people are afraid. And what they're really doing is projecting. Who signed 17 executive orders outside of Congress the first day he was in office? Who did that?
He did.
Oh, that was Joe Biden.
Yep.
Who's put our country in this fucking terribly vulnerable position? Oh, that was Joe Biden. You know, that woman on the first screen, she's talking about, you know how I know what they'll do? You know why she knows what they'll do? Because that's what the fuck she'll do. These people are expert gaslighters and projectors. They fucking project everything. They gaslight you. Oh, so it's not really happening. And then by the time that it's so undeniable that's happening, they say, well, it's your fault that's happening.
Trump's fault.
Yeah, it's your fault that's happening. You know, like, or it's good that it's happening.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
It's a good thing.
Yeah. Like, these people are fucking pieces of shit.
Yeah.
And dude, they're the tyrants. Okay? And they tell you the reason they're so afraid now is because that's what they're going to do. Yeah. Trump's not going to do that. Trump's smart enough to understand that that's costing people elections. And that's what's driven us to this progressive crap that we have in society right now. It's this one issue. Yep. This one issue being jammed down women's throat has allowed our country to go so far fucking left that it's unrecognizable.
Yep. Now, side note here, you know, Biden brings up the Resolute desk, and I thought that was interesting because I also saw this headline that
Bro, if conservatives dropped this issue altogether, just dropped it. They'd never lose an election ever again.
Yeah. No.
Ever.
It's fine how it is right now. It's fine. Keep it moving. Like, just keep it moving. We got more important things to worry about. But side note on this, so Biden brought up this Resolute desk, right? You know, the desk that they use in the Oval Office. Did you see the statement that Trump put out saying that Donald Trump suggests Joe Biden soiled the coveted Resolute desk as he blasts president over border policy and comments he made at investor dinner where he raised $50.5 million. So apparently Biden pissed himself while sitting at the Resolute desk. Trump has the proof and says it's absolutely real. To the point he actually said, he said, the Resolute desk is beautiful, Trump proclaimed. Ronald Reagan used it. Others used it. He then sounded disgusted, according to the unnamed attendee, quote, and he's using it. I might not use it next time. It's been soiled. And I mean that literally, which is sad. Listen. It don't surprise me.
I fucking can't stand this. I can't stand it, dude. The guy comes in, he signs 17 executive orders, shuts down domestic oil production, fucks our entire economy, fucks our supply chain up, withdraws from Afghanistan, drains our strategic oil reserves, gets us in all this shit, causes massive amounts of inflation intentionally, allows fucking tens of millions of migrants to come across the border who are now fucking up everybody's lives. And this guy has the balls to, any of these people have the balls to point their finger at fucking Trump. That is Trump derangement syndrome, 100%. And I'm no fucking MAGA super fan. Like, I got plenty of criticisms about Donald Trump, and I've made them clear on the show many times. I fucking can't stand these fucking liars, though.
Yeah. And he's pissing at the desk.
Yeah. That ain't all he's doing, bro. These people are fucking disgusting people, man.
Guys, jump in on this conversation down in the comments. Let us know what you guys think. With that being said, let's get to our third and final headline. Headline number three. Bringing it all together now. Got a little Joe Biden and foreign national. So this headline reads, Joe Biden balloons temporary amnesty to include 1.2 million foreign nationals. All right, so Joe Biden just gave amnesty, temporary amnesty, to 1.2 million of these illegals that also happen to be national foreigners from other countries.
Yeah, they're going to try to get these people to vote, dude.
So President Joe Biden has helped balloon the number of foreign nationals living in the United States who are eligible or receiving temporary protected status, or TPS, making them ineligible for deportation. Now, this is interesting because what's the talk of the town right now? Trump has said it. We've said it on the show. These people need to be
deported.
And it's interesting that
he's going to try. Listen, between now and November, they're going to try to grant amnesty to all of these people. And they're going to do it little chunks at a time like this.
Yep.
And they're going to fucking say these people are American citizens and they're allowed to vote.
They cannot be deported.
And every single one of those motherfuckers is going to vote for Biden because they don't want to be deported. Like, this is how they're going to try to steal the election. You're going to lose your fucking country because you fucking felt bad because AOC stood at the border and fucking fake cried.
Yeah.
And you're going to lose your country because you felt bad when 65% of the people coming across are military age single males. You're going to feel you're going to lose your country because of that, because you fucking, I can't stand it, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, analysis from the Pew Research Center reveals that
our fucking Republican lawmakers and congresspeople and senators better get their fucking heads out of their asses.
Yeah, analysis from the Pew Research Center reveals that as of late last month, almost 1.2 million foreign nationals are eligible or receiving TPS so they can stay in the United States, secure work permits, and avoid deportation. Since taking office, Biden's Department of Homeland Security has added Afghanistan, Burma, Cameroon, Ethiopia, Ukraine, Venezuela to the list of countries where nationals residing in the United States but who do not have any immigration status can qualify for TPS. Last September, Biden extended TPS to almost 500,000 Venezuelans in the United States. That was after almost 250,000 Venezuelans were offered TPS in 2021. So this is not nothing new. They've been working on
this. Yeah, so that's over 2 million people he's already gotten.
We're working it.
Yeah.
They're already starting to push it in. And on top of that, another report comes out that on Biden's watch, the nation's foreign-born population has exploded. So not only are these people coming here illegally, not only is he giving them temporary protected status, these people are multiplying with inside the country. The latest estimates from the Center for Immigration Studies show that more than 51 million foreign-born residents now reside in the United States. 51 million. That's the largest ever in American history. Quote, the foreign-born share of the U.S. population has more than tripled since 1970, nearly doubled since 1990, and is up 40% just since 2000. CIS research is right. Since President Biden took office in January 2021, the foreign-born population has grown by 6.4 million people. So that's just in the last 4 years, you know. And with this, you know, there's been some, you know, I think not just here in this country, there's starting to be a lot of upticks in society of people basically getting tired of this illegal situation that we have going on. You're seeing a lot more citizens.
Americans are being replaced. Okay, Americans don't like the government.
It's every government.
So
right
the
now,
government doesn't change their policy because they're supposed to serve Americans. So they don't. You want evidence that these people are fucking not our people? Look what they're doing. We don't like what they're doing. So their solution is to bring in a new voter base.
Mm-hmm.
That's their solution. And you think these people give a fuck about you and me? They're trying to replace you. They're going to replace you with an entire group of people that aren't from here, weren't born here, come from other places, don't share American culture, for their own ability to steal our tax dollars and corrupt our system.
To stay in power.
And to stay in power and to come out worth hundreds of millions of dollars. So these people are selling you and me and everybody else down the fucking toilet so that they can get rich and they can stay in power. And you think we don't need a massive change in the system? Bro, people don't realize how bad it really is.
No. But some people are. Some people are realizing, hey, we got to take action to our own hands. I got a clip here from Belgium of a migrant causing some problems and being dealt with. And we're starting to see it all over the country. I got another clip here coming out of New York City. Let's watch this first clip, though, real quick. This is in Belgium. It's a migrant. He started throwing stuff at people. And it gets dealt with.
Should have soccer kicked that dude in the fucking face.
Well, here's another video. Now, this is coming straight out of New York City. This is a migrant who tried to attack, and he actually punched an elderly lady in the street. And he gets dealt some swift justice as well. This video has no sound, but you guys can find all of these videos.
Which guy is it?
You'll see it. You'll see it. You guys can find all these videos on andyfrisella.com. We link them up there for you. Here's the clip. Punches the lady, then he gets dealt with justice. They beat his ass.
That's fucking awesome.
That's how it's supposed to be.
Yeah, and you know what's awesome? It's a bunch of black Americans doing it.
That was a white lady that got attacked.
Yeah, that's right. See, that's what needs to be happening here. What needs to be happening here is that black Americans and white Americans and Latino Americans are all getting together and saying, we're fucking Americans and you're not going to fuck with us. You're not going to fuck with our people, not if they're black, if they're white, if they're fucking Asian. It doesn't matter. If they're Americans and you come here from your shithole country and you fuck with us, you're going to be dealt with. That needs to be the fucking policy of how we treat these people. Running up and down the streets, punching people, fucking doing whatever the fuck they want, beating up the cops, flipping the cops off. You see, they divided us intentionally in 2020 so that this exact unity wouldn't happen when they did this shit. And now people are starting to figure it out. I love it, dude.
I love it.
People are starting to get it. It's Americans, and then it's other people. It's not black. It's not white. It's not gay. It's not straight. It's Americans, and then it's other people. That's what the fuck people are figuring out. And they're also figuring out that it's American citizens, and those people in Washington, D.C. are our fucking enemies. They're figuring that out, too.
Yeah, they don't want clips like this to be shown. They don't want you to see
this is awesome,
these
dude.
Things are happening.
Dude, how big of a bitch are you to punch some elderly woman in the fucking face? We're seeing it all the time.
Unprovoked.
You guys took it too easy on that dude. And then they're over there treating the woman. They're taking care
making
of the
sure
woman.
She's good. It's fucking awesome, man.
Yeah.
It's fucking awesome.
Good dudes right there.
Need more of it.
Yeah.
Guys, let us know what you guys think. Join us down in the conversation, down in the comments. Let us know. With that being said, that was our third and final headline. Let's get to our final segment of the show. Thumbs up or dumb as fuck. I like a little country music. You like country music?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Of course.
Right? Yeah, well, yeah. You got
to. Of course,
to.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Going down a country town.
Love me a little banjo, you know what I'm saying? That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
A little Deliverance style. You ever saw that dude from Deliverance that plays the banjo?
No.
Google it right now. Throw it up there on the screen.
Let's see what we got.
Banjo Boy from Deliverance.
Banjo Boy. I don't like how that sounds already.
Well, if you watch a movie, you really wouldn't like it. You see him?
Deliver. Yeah, spelled Deliverance, right?
Yeah.
Deliverance.
See that little inbred fucker?
What the fuck is that?
Yeah. Throw that guy up on the screen. He's like sitting on a porch with a banjo.
What is that?
Yeah, that guy right there. Now look at that guy. Mm-hmm. Who's that look like? Who's that look like? Like if he was like 80 years old.
Joe Biden. Fuck.
That fucking looks just like him, doesn't it?
Fuck, that does look like Joe Biden. Why does that look like Joe Biden?
I don't know. But I noticed that. He looks just like him, dude.
What's the implication here?
I don't know.
Fuck. Yeah, well, gotta feed the conspiracists.
Yeah.
Eat on that one for a little bit. But, yeah, we like a little country music here. I like a little country music every now and then. Let's see what's happening in country town. Not sure if you saw this. Our thumbs up or dumb as fuck headline reads, Morgan Wallen arrested after throwing chair from roof of Nashville bar report. Did you see this?
I heard about it this morning.
Yeah. So country singer Morgan Wallen was taken into custody on felony charges Sunday night per local police records. The 30-year-old was arrested after allegedly throwing a chair off the roof of a bar downtown Nashville, according to WKRN. Police officers were reportedly standing in front of Chief's Bar on Broadway at around 10:53 p.m. when the chair crashed to the ground in front of them. The officers went inside to investigate, eventually determining that Wallen had thrown the chair. Witnesses reportedly described seeing Wallen, quote, pick up the chair, throw it over him, laughing afterward. The last night singer was charged with 3 counts of reckless endangerment and a disorderly conduct. He was booked at Metro Jail early Monday morning and released. The report said Wallen's attorney issued a short statement confirming the incident. Here's a video clip of him being arrested.
Did you really fucking go into
your room? I didn't do nothing.
I didn't hit nobody. Nobody got hit with the chair.
What's he doing?
We were just having a good time. The cops are laughing. He's laughing too.
Everybody's laughing.
Bro, he's got a blue polo on. Like, he looks just like a fucking, like he just came from golf.
Now listen, I like Morgan Wallen. I think it might have just been a little bit too much natty light.
Dude, they got a little too wild.
That's all it
they
is.
They were punching,
man,
nobody in the fucking face.
Listen, nobody.
But I tell you what, he's lucky he didn't crack that on somebody's head or even a cop's head.
Now, see, I feel like that would be different. Okay, right? Like if somebody actually got hurt. Okay, nobody even got hurt, bro. Listen, let Morgan Wallen, you know,
be Morgan Wallen.
Let him do his thing, man.
Yeah. You know what?
It's that natty light to get you.
Natty Light does get you. Another one is Milwaukee's Beast.
Milwaukee's Best?
Yeah.
That's what beast. You guys call it, Beast.
Yeah. If you really want to get wild, you drink Milwaukee's Beast Ice. Mm. That shit will fucking make you into a raging lunatic. Mm. Don't ask me how I know.
I don't feel like Morgan, like, he doesn't even have the face of, like, violence. Like, I don't see him.
Nah, bro, he looks like he's probably just having fun.
He thought I was trying to do a party trick, bro.
Yeah, and it didn't work out.
I was like, oh shit.
Well,
look at his mugshot.
I know, it's funny, dude.
It's fucking great.
Yeah, I'm glad nobody got hurt though, for real.
Yeah, I bet you the cops made him sing in the jail.
Look at him smiling at his mugshot.
Sing the song.
Sing the song.
Sing the song. Yeah, what do we got on this, man? Thumbs up?
I mean, bro, you know.
Nobody got hurt. Listen, I say free my boy Morgan, man.
Free Morgan?
Free Morgan. Hashtag free Morgan, bro.
I've done worse and not gotten arrested.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's like, come on, man. I would have let him go.
Well, it's probably one of them things where, like, there was, like, too many guys around. Mm. They couldn't just let him go because, like, you know, you got the one guy who will fucking tell on everybody.
It's true. Oh, like, you're
like the cops?
The cops, yeah.
Yeah, because there's always that one guy.
Bro, that's Morgan Wallen. We can't arrest him. Who the fuck is that? I don't care who he is.
Yeah, right. That guy.
That guy. Yeah.
The by the book guy.
Fuck that guy.
Yeah. We all know him. Every cop knows him, too. There's that guy. He got picked on in school. He's by the book. No exceptions. And all the other cops hate him. And he said, we're arresting him. And then he probably posts on his Twitter, I arrested Morgan Wallen, bitch.
He's writing it right now. Look, that's him. He's tweeting it out right now.
Yeah. We just got Morgan Wallen, motherfuckers. Like, he fucking just fucking arrested fucking.
Babe, get, yeah, fuck this guy. What about now?
Fucking thinks he's better than everybody. Fucking piece of shit, Morgan Wallen.
Last night we
fucking big country superstar, lots of money.
Threw a chair, basically hit me.
Fucking piece of shit.
I'll charge him with attempted murder.
Fucking thinks the rules don't apply to him, though the rules apply.
Rules apply.
He's going to tell that story till he's 100 fucking years old. You know what happened to me one time? I brought down, by the time he's 80, it's going to be, I arrested the biggest criminal in Nashville, Morgan Wallen. Look him up. Killed 17 people with the chair.
Booked him.
Yeah, fucking, I got that motherfucker.
Killed 17 people with a chair.
That was me. That was all me. The other guys didn't even want to do it. I fucking put my gear on.
I locked him up by myself.
I went in there. I broke the door down, even though there was no door. And I fucking hauled that motherfucker right out. By his fucking ears, man.
And then I played Poor Me all the way to the jail cell. Yeah. Made him listen to his
He cried the whole time like a bitch. You know the one guy. Don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
That's 100% accurate.
Yeah.
That's 100% accurate, man. Yeah, I think this is dumb as fuck.
I think it's dumb just because
of that guy.
Dude, listen. There's bigger problems in the world. You know?
Like abortion.
Yes. Yes. Much bigger problem. Let's get rowdy.
That's it, man.
You know what it was? He was probably upset about Trump saying that about abortion. It caused him to throw the chair. That's if he just was. Said that as his story, bro, he'd get off.
Yeah, be free. Free
emotional him. Distress.
Everybody free.
Trauma. Mm-hmm. Like everybody else.
Yep. Even Jennifer Lulu would get on that.
Yeah, I got trauma from fucking watching her dumbass talking to that microphone. Them red glasses. Why they always got these color glasses and shit, bro? Why y'all got to be so fucking weird?
Yeah.
Like, just be a normal human, man.
Yeah.
Get yourself some fucking, never mind. What?
No. Well.
What?
Get some what?
Some shut the fuck up juice. That's what the fuck she needs.
Well, guys, Andy, that is all I got, man.
Yeah. I got that motherfucker. Fuck it, all by myself, too. All right, don't be a hoe.
Share the show.
Sleeping on the floor, now my jewelry box froze. Fuck a bowl, fuck a stove, counted millions in a cold. Bad bitch, booted swole, got her on bankroll. Can't fold, just a no, head shot, case closed.